the song that should have ended 30 seconds ago. Anyway. It seriously could have ended like
It was
after
like,
2 minutes.
It was like the song like, that never ends. Yes, it goes on and on, my friend.
The ladies leave your man at home. I used to play in a church band where the gal who led it, she always wanted to keep going.
And just keep it going and going.
We'll
and
just
going.
Do it. We'll do another chorus and then another chorus. And one time I looked over at her and I'm like, aren't we done? And she goes, yeah. Morning, it's 6:03, Andy and Mel. I'm exhausted. So
yeah, you look really tired.
I'm going to be very short with everything today.
Your eyes are like, oh, like squinty.
And I slept for about 9 hours last night.
Yeah, you can just tell that you are exhausted.
I'm not wide awake, that's for sure. So did I mean, I got plenty of sleep, but I just am
well, you
shot.
Went, you went hunting this weekend, right?
Yes.
Did you see Quincy's deer?
No.
Quincy got her deer, her first ever deer.
That's awesome.
She had her mentor tag.
Yeah.
And she got it from 170 yards. She's super excited.
Yeah, I bet she is.
I posted on Facebook. You didn't look at all?
No, why? I didn't go on Facebook because everybody got a deer except me.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh. I'm sorry. Sometimes you don't get a deer.
I shut Facebook off. After I saw this, the husband of a gal I went to high school with and their daughter, he got a buck that has never existed on the face of the planet.
Is it the 30-pointer?
Well, part near. And their daughter got a very, very nice-looking one. And after I saw that, I'm just like, I'm done. I'm done. And we had... Thing is, we, all three of us, me, my dad, my brother, we all could have got a buck this weekend, but we have doe tags.
Yikes.
So.
That sucks.
We each saw three separate bucks running around my uncle's farm and land, and it's adjacent to a state park, and so it's, and there's a creek valley. It's super hilly. So not only did we not get a deer, we were basically hiking mountains all weekend.
Oh,
it's
sounds like lots of fun.
It's a lot steeper than you would think, you know, down in Union County, you know, there's some hills in Union County.
It's a little more hilly down
pretty
that way.
Steep ones.
Yeah.
And I mean, the one just, you know, even when we were done for the day and we're walking up to their house, the last hill, it's just like one more middle finger at you. It's like, yeah, we're going to completely wipe you out now. It's about 45 degrees and you're just like, ugh.
Oh, you poor thing.
Yeah. And in fact, I was so tired last night, I did not watch The Walking Dead.
What?
I was asleep before it came on.
Wow, you were exhausted.
But I watched it this morning before I came to work.
You woke up early so you could watch it?
Well, I had already slept for 9 hours by 4 a.m. and I had time, so I did. Let me tell you, there's nothing like waking up first thing in the morning and watching a new episode of The Walking Dead.
That's weird.
It was weird.
Was it creepy?
Not exceptionally, but it was kind of, it was almost as good as coffee.
I bet. Yeah. I could see that. Yeah. I could see that. Yeah.
As long as it's a new episode. If it's an old one.
Yeah, it wouldn't matter. But yeah. The new one gets you exhilarated.
Yeah, it kind of wakes you up.
I could see that. That's a good way to wake up. Watching your favorite show, the new episode.
I don't think I would have enjoyed watching. Most of the shows I watch are not good enough I would have cared.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Well, I said your favorite show.
Like Person of Interest or Criminal Minds. Yeah, I probably wouldn't have bothered to watch them the next morning. I mean, I watch those when I get around to them anyway.
Yeah, I'm the same way. The only one I have to watch is Glee.
And I have to watch The Walking Dead, but I could not keep my eyes open anymore. So I just said, let Al Michaels put me to sleep on the Sunday Night Football game. And not that he's boring, just that that's what I fell asleep to. And then, yeah, so no deer. Everybody else got one. Congratulations to everyone else in the world who got a deer this weekend.
And Quincy. She got a really nice doe.
Yeah.
You saw the picture after I showed it to you.
After you rubbed it in my face. Yep, I sure did.
But she did. And she was so excited. She was just thrilled. And she's like, Mom, she goes, I got it with one shot, hit it right in the shoulder, And I went through the lungs and I don't know, she went on and on about it.
In a heated cabin.
Well, that's okay.
Hey, I was sitting out in the elements first time I got a deer.
I think it's okay. She's 10. It's
I
okay.
was 12.
It's okay. I don't have any problem with that.
I need to build a cabin.
But she was very pumped because the last time she said that she had shot with that like gun was a month ago. And she only got it with one shot, so she was pretty pumped.
I only got to fire two shots, and they were at about 350 and 400 yards away. In high wind. Crosswind. At a deer that was running about, I don't know how fast they go, 40 miles an hour. It was hauling ass.
You knew you weren't going to get that one, right?
Well, I couldn't. I was still within range. I had a big enough gun to try. Yeah. And my brother actually shot first, and I was like, please, at least get a piece of it. Please get a piece of it. And he missed too. But, yeah, so I'm exhausted. Mm-hmm. I'm a little cranky since everyone else got one and I didn't.
You are a little cranky.
I'm a little cranky.
Not bad.
No.
I've seen you worse. That's for sure.
It's just a frustrated cranky.
I can understand.
It's not a...
It's a bummer is what it is.
Yeah. It's not people walking into my office and ruining my life.
Right.
Kind
no.
of cranky. That's the kind of cranky I usually am.
I know. That's what I'm used to. This one's just you're bummed.
I'm bummed and I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to have a lot of patience for a lot of things today.
Oh, goody.
So.
Well, I got nothing to bother you with today.
I know, because I already told you to eliminate half of the new music list.
I did.
I know.
I was
normally
on
you
it.
Read the whole thing.
No, I don't. I only read the ones pertaining to our format.
Joe Bob and the Spears. Going to have a new album out.
That's not true. That's not true.
Oh, and look, it's the Stoners from Goner. They have a new album out today.
Do you want me to read you the album list right now?
No.
Okay.
I don't care.
Because there's a lot of new music this
week. I do not care.
This week.
There's nothing I want to hear about. Nothing. I don't want any news today.
Okay.
It'll be 4 hours of me complaining. That's what it'll be.
That's not a good idea.
No, it's not. That won't be interesting. Well, it might be a little interesting to me, but I know no one else cares. So, news is next. Hang on. Morning, sunshine. Good
morning. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 623. Going to top out today at, I have no idea. I don't really care.
Okay.
50-something or other. 56, sunny. 44 now. Do you have an internet quote of the day?
I do.
Am I going to care?
Yeah, it's funny. Are you ready?
Okay.
Marijuana is legalized.
Oh, wait, I'm not ready. Now I'm ready.
Marijuana is legalized and Twinkies go bankrupt all in the same month. Well played, America.
Oh, very well played.
The Hot Morning Show. Hot 104.7.
Today is November 19th, and it is the greatest day I have ever known. But it is not because...
Carrie Strug is 35 today.
Who's that?
She was an Olympic gymnast. She broke her ankle or something and then still scored a perfect 10.
Oh.
Which I thought was ridiculous considering she stumbled landing with a broken ankle.
I'm sure she did.
I don't know if it was a broken ankle, but she had a bum leg anyway.
Oh.
And.
Yeah, she was really good at jumping around.
Okay.
Jodie Foster's 50 today. She played Clarice.
Yes.
In the Silence of the Lambs.
She did.
Dr. Lecter? Dr. Lecter? Dr. Lecter?
Okay. Moving on.
That makes me laugh every time. You gotta read between the lines on that one a little.
Oh,
Meg Ryan is 51 today. Her face is 17. She's got a little work done.
A little bit. It's okay.
Michael, never mind. He's boring. Calvin Klein is 70 today. Remember when Michael Jackson played him in Back to the Future?
Yes. I just watched Back to the Future this weekend.
Those movies are awesome.
They are.
I love the Back to the Future movies.
They had all of them playing.
Ted Turner is 70 today. And on this day in 1863, Abraham Lincoln delivered his Gettysburg Address at the dedication of the Civil War Cemetery in Pennsylvania. 1959, the last Edsel rolled off the assembly line. That was a car.
Okay, thanks. I didn't know what it was.
You didn't?
No.
1969, Apollo 12 astronauts Alan Bean and Charles Conrad did something cool. Do you know what they did?
What?
They landed on the moon.
Whoop, whoop.
But they weren't the first, and no one cared. And no one remembers them.
That sucks.
Yeah, to be the second guy to land on the moon.
I mean, what's the point, really?
2005, Christina Aguilera married her fiancé, Jordan Bratman, at a Napa Valley vineyard, or vineyard, in California.
Vineyard.
They, of course, have since split up. And on this day in 2007, Amazon introduced the Kindle, which was before the iPad, I believe, was it not?
You know, I don't recall.
But all it did was read books. Today is the greatest day I've ever known, though, because it is the 79th birthday of a kind of creepy old man. I never watched his show on TV. I think he's still on the air.
What the bleep happened here?
Yeah, Larry King is 79 today.
No, didn't he retire?
I sort of, kind of. He's still on every now and then.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, what's his name took over for him? The British dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one
so,
guy.
Yeah, he's kind of retired.
Yeah.
A British guy takes over for Larry King.
What the bleep happened here?
And that is why today, November 19th, is... Dirt.
I've got the recap from last night's American Music Awards coming up in the dirt.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, it's 641. We're going to top out of 50 today. No, 56, my bad. It's 44 right now. We've got the Mash for Cash coming up at 7:20 this morning. There are people who are going nuts over this whole Hostess story.
Yeah, with Hostess closing down and Twinkies and Ho-Hos.
People
and
are hoarding Twinkies because Hostess is shutting down.
Well, they'll last for 100 years.
No, they won't. They really don't.
They're allegedly the zombie apocalypse.
No, they're not.
Food of choice.
They're not. They're not. They're not. They're really not.
I said allegedly.
They're not even allegedly.
And here's
the other thing. Everybody's freaking out about Twinkies. I don't know anyone who eats Twinkies.
I don't like Twinkies.
I don't either. Who cares? Maybe that's why Hostess is going bankrupt. Because their snack cakes suck.
I just don't like Twinkies. I like the cupcakes. But Twinkies, no.
People were going to grocery stores and buying up all the Twinkies, hoarding them.
Crazy
and
people.
Some were trying to sell them online as much as $100 for a 10-pack of Twinkies.
So stupid.
Don't buy them because, well, the brand of Twinkies is going to be auctioned off and will be back.
Yeah, it'll go to another company.
Experts say Hostess will find a buyer for it. It's a pretty well-known brand.
Yeah.
So
it makes sense.
I saw a picture. Johnny sent me a picture from the store on Friday or Saturday.
Wasn't it downstairs?
That's what it was. Yeah. There were still some in the vending machine downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
It was somebody else who sent me a picture of like a store shelf. And it was empty.
People, chill.
I know.
It's just Twinkies.
Yeah. It's not like it's Slim Jims or anything.
Yeah. That'd be bad.
That would be real bad. or those really cheap 25-cent granola bars.
They're 25 cents still?
I thought so. Maybe they're like 35 now.
I don't know. I think I know which ones you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. They were super cheap and surprisingly delicious.
Yeah, they are.
For the price.
Mm-hmm.
Usually you get what you pay for.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
But those were pretty good. So you don't have to freak out about the Twinkies. There's still going to be some left.
It's going to be okay.
They're going to make a comeback. There might even be Ho-Hos again. I mean, if it came down to Ho-Hos or Twinkies, which are you taking?
Ho-Hos.
Yeah, totally.
And I don't even like Ho-Hos either.
I don't love them.
It would always stick to your fingers into the little white thing on the bottom of it, like pieces of it did. It was just annoying.
And the chocolate would like flake off of it.
Yeah, I hate that.
But I would take a Ho-Ho over a Twinkie any day.
That's why the cupcakes are better.
Allegedly. Remember, you got to say allegedly.
Allegedly.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 6:52, up to 56 today. Nice and sunny, 44 now. Mash for Cash, 7:20 this morning. There's a guy in a town called Acton, Maine. His name is Mickey Cheney. He got himself a case of the hiccups on November 5th.
Oh, man.
He finally went to the hospital on November 9th. He's been going through a number of different tests and medications. His doctor says a hiccup is so complicated on its own that it can be difficult to figure out exactly what's causing it to continue. He says in Mickey's case, it appears to be brought on by esophagitis or really bad heartburn.
Oh.
Dr. Hess says because Mickey's hiccups have made him nauseous, acid will continue to burn his esophagus, therefore continuing the hiccups.
Oh, geez.
He needs to talk to you.
Yes, I could get rid of him. I am the hiccup whisperer.
What is the...
Whenever you have hiccups, you just start asking questions like, what's your middle name? Mm-hmm. What's your favorite color? And just ask random questions. And when you answer them, then for some reason, the hiccups go away.
You think they would actually work in his case?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I'm sure somebody tried that trick.
He should have stayed away from the bacon.
Bacon doesn't give everybody heartburn, just no. You.
Oh, by the way, I did have bacon.
You did?
On yesterday morning.
Did it give you heartburn?
No.
Good.
But I think I figured out why.
Why?
Because my mom broiled it.
Oh.
Put it in the oven on a broiler pan.
That's how I usually make it.
And the grease all dripped down instead of cooking into the into the bacon. I also did not let her scorch them into charcoal.
That's good. I don't like burnt bacon.
Well, I used to, but I think that's what made it. I think that's what was giving me heartburn.
Oh, that could be.
Did not give me any heartburn whatsoever. And I had a good 4 or 5 pieces.
Rock on.
Yeah.
They're excited about that.
I am too. And then you can't use it against me in the next election. I'm not sure how this happened or who's to blame. I'm going to blame somebody for it. According to a new survey, men are now twice as likely as women to want a big, over-the-top fairy tale wedding.
What?
In the survey, only 9% of women said they would spend their savings to create a massive dream wedding versus 16% of men. Survey also found 9% of engaged couples are planning to delay their wedding because of the cost. 13% are thinking of asking guests for money toward the wedding instead of gifts.
Huh.
Why not just sell tickets?
It's a good idea.
Charge admission at the door.
I like it.
I like it a lot. Either that or potluck.
No.
One or the other.
Just
either
go to
one
Vegas.
Is good.
Just go
either
to Vegas.
One is no. Charge at the door. Then that way you get the cost of the wedding covered. That would work, right?
Well, it depends what kind of party you're throwing afterwards, I guess.
Well, yeah, you would have to make it worth their while.
Yeah, I mean, you got to throw a party afterwards.
But you know,
it's got to have like free kegs, open bar, all that kind of stuff.
Well,
and a
open
band.
Bar's a little different than.
I mean, if you're going to charge.
Yeah. Band, not a DJ.
Yeah.
And food, probably kind of important.
Like $20 a ticket.
Yeah. Well, if you break it down to what it costs the couple.
Yeah.
It's not far from that.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. About $20 a ticket.
Yeah, $20 a ticket.
But then it wouldn't cost you, if it didn't cost you a gift, you know.
True. Yeah, don't bother with a gift.
If you did $20 a ticket.
Pay your way at the wedding. Tickets are available at Ernie November's and at the Last Stop CD Shop.
Hot 104.7.com.